This is the Ethanol Report. With me on the phone today is Jeff Cooper, who is Vice President of Research for the Renewable Fuels Association. We're going to take a little look at the February World Agricultural Supply Demand Estimate Report out and how it relates to corn and also to ethanol. So, Jeff, why don't you walk us through the report first, and we'll take it from there.
Well, this was USDA's monthly supply-demand estimates that they put out every month, and they did make some important changes to the corn balance sheet. On the supply side, the January estimates are final, so they didn't make any changes to the estimated size of the 2010 crop or yield. So the focus is really on demand with this report. They increased their estimate of the amount of corn used for ethanol in the 2010-2011 marketing year up to 4.95 billion bushels, and that'd be about 50 million bushels higher than their last estimate. There was a slight increase in other food, seed, and industrial use, a 20 million bushel increase that was reflective of increased demand for HFCS and starch. Aside from that, there weren't any changes to the export or livestock feed demand numbers.
Well, one of the things they're talking about, too, is the potential demand prospects for exports of ethanol. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, that's one of the factors that USDA cited in explaining the strong corn demand for ethanol use is the fact that we are exporting a fair amount of ethanol. In 2010, we were estimating that about 350 million gallons of ethanol were exported, and we think international demand remains strong because U.S. corn-based ethanol is the low-cost option on the world market today. So we do understand why USDA would be thinking that ethanol export demand is kind of supporting increased corn use by the ethanol sector. But I think we do think that 4.95 billion bushel figure may be a bit on the high side, even if we do assume that we export 300 or 400 million gallons of ethanol in this marketing year. That still means there's going to need to, that the domestic market is going to need to absorb the remaining 13.3 or 13.4 billion gallons, which seems maybe unlikely given the E10 blend wall and the fact that E15 hasn't really penetrated the market yet.
Well, and to put this in perspective, too, whenever people look at those numbers going up, they say, corn is just, we're using too much corn for ethanol. But really, we don't use that much of the world's grain supply on a net basis for U.S. ethanol production, do we?
Well, that's right. I mean, today's report obviously is fanning the flames of the old food versus fuel argument that we've heard really since the beginnings of the ethanol industry. But people lose sight of kind of the global picture of what's happening with the grain markets. The fact of the matter is global grain supply remains very strong. In fact, the total grain supply, so we're talking about wheat, rice, and coarse grains, is estimated just a hair below last year's grain supply, which was a record. This year's supply would be less than 1% smaller than last year's record supply. And I think it's important for people, outside of agriculture to remember that the U.S. industry is only using coarse grains to produce ethanol. We're not using wheat. We're not using rice, those food grains. So, these discussions about world hunger and ethanol's role in that tend to forget some of those basic facts.
Of course, one of the issues here is the prices for corn going higher. And when we saw that happen a couple of years ago, that also fanned the flames of the food versus fuel thing. But how might that impact the industry as far as production? When the price of corn goes up, you really end up with slimmer margins for producers.
That's right. I think just economic principles suggest that at some price point, demand is going to begin to ration, and I think we're beginning to see that. And the ethanol industry isn't isolated from these high corn prices. We're users of corn just like anybody else, and there's this notion out there that somehow the ethanol producer can afford to pay more for corn than somebody else. Margins have really fallen pretty dramatically in the last month or so as a result of these very high corn prices, and we do expect to see that will have some impact on production levels moving forward. One other thing that I think is worth mentioning is that we're at that period of the year where farmers are deciding what they're going to plant this year, and it's a basic concept that farmers respond to price signals. So they're going to look at these higher prices for corn, and that's likely going to encourage them to plant as much corn as possible. You know, using 2006 and 2007 as an example, if you remember, in 2006, farmers planted 78 million acres or so to corn and produced a crop of 10.5 billion bushels, and stocks kind of tightened and prices went up. And that next year, 2007, farmers came out and increased corn acreage by 20% to 93.5 million acres. You know, so a 15 million acre increase in just 1 year. So farmers have the ability to react and respond very effectively to these pricing signals. And again, using, you know, 2007, we ended up with a 13 billion bushel crop, so 25% more corn than a year before. So these markets do adjust very quickly based on what the price signals are telling farmers to do.
Very good point. And we're going to have that prospective planning report out pretty soon, so we'll find out. Thank you very much. That's Jeff Cooper, Vice President of Research for the Renewable Fuels Association, on this ethanol report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.